Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk, and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
Good afternoon, you're listening to The Film Show on Sheffield Live, and I'm Denise. Good afternoon, welcome to The Film Show on Sheffield Live. It's just me again this week. Martin's been called away on official business. That's the bad news. But the good news is that that means I can play you lots and lots of music. And this week, to celebrate another new Soderbergh film in the cinemas, Black Bag, which we'll be reviewing later, today's show is chock-a-block full of spy and Soderbergh tunes. I'm going to start with my all-time favourite Soderbergh film, and this is David Holmes summing up the sexual frisson between Clooney and Lopez in a car trunk. This is from Out of Sight.
Thank you.
That was just easing us nicely into our sexy Soderbergh and Spies playlist today. Now, if I said I was going to play you a track from Nancy Sinatra that was featured in a spy film from the 60s, you might think you know what to expect, and it might not be this.
One spy, I'm told. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland, but he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. The last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
So the story goes that Nancy Sinatra was cast in Last of the Secret Agents, a 1966 spoof spy film. And she, at the time in production, these boots were made for walking, suddenly became massive. And producers were like, let's get this girl a song in the film. And not having the budget for Bacharach and David, we got this piece of wonder, The Last of the Secret Agents. So then, having parodied the Bond franchise, our Nancy gets the Bond You Only Live Twice gig the following year in 1967. So back to some serious stuff. Now, Michael Caine's Harry Palmer from the Ipcress file, his look is given some homage by Michael Fassbender's wardrobe in the new release of Black Bag. So let's hear a bit of the Ipcress files.
Thank you.
So first off there, we heard John Barry's theme from the Ypres file, and the follow-up, Ypres file and the follow-up, Funeral Berlin, are both adaptations of Len Deighton novels, currently available on iPlayer. Although the opening credits of the Ypres file has the worst use of a cafetiere in cinema, officially. And then we moved on to Quincy Jones's version of an American standard, originally a jail song written for a 1941 film of the same name, Blues in the Night. And that features heavily in Soderbergh's Ocean's 11. Right, I'm now going to have a triple bill of my favourite, Cary Grant. These songs, well, scores, span three decades of spy drama and comedy, starting with my very favourite Hitchcock film, 1946's Notorious. Notorious features good time girl Ingrid Bergman's Alicia being persuaded into seducing her way into post-World War II Nazi ring in Brazil by Cary Grant's dashing Devlin. Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Thank you.
You're listening to The Film Show on Sheffield Live, and that's 93.2 FM, online and on digital, and this is our Spies and Soderbergh music special. So, our trio of Cary Grant spy scores there started with a section from the Dance Suite in Roy Webb's 1946 score for Notorious. Then we moved on to Henry Mancini's 1963 Charade main title. That film sees Grant paired with Audrey Hepburn in Paris. And finally, a little bit more Hitchcock and Murder at the United Nations from Bernard Herrmann's score for the North by Northwest 1959. So, here's some generic Hollywood AMP music that sounds rather super. We'll be right back. So first there, we heard the news background, which was used in 2017's Logan Lucky. And then we moved on to a slice of sexiness from LSD Party, which was Roland Vincent's 1969 track, featured in the film Delphine, but also in Ocean's 12 in 2004. So this week, Soderbergh's new film, Black Bag, is out in cinemas. I had a very nice time watching this film. First of all, it's 1.5 hours long, which is very polite. For currently, I've been seeing a lot of films that are 2 or 3 hours long at the moment. But it's really, that's plot-wise, Michael Fassbender plays George, a rather mature spy. He is the husband, devoted husband of Cate Blanchett's Catherine. She's also a spook. He's been tasked with finding a mole in the ranks, and his beloved is on the shortlist. So he invites everyone around to dinner on that shortlist, and it's just a lovely paced film. It's tightly plotted, neatly paced. There's sexual chemistry between Blanchett and Fassbender, and all the supporting cast, in fact. And they're all over 40. I mean, people are sexy over 40. It's a bit of a hokum plot, but it's well constructed. There's great wardrobe in it, and production design, and I'm giving it a high rate. We're going to play a couple of songs that feature in Black Bag. First off, they walk into a London boozer to get the courage pre-dinner for this dinner scene. And this is the song that's playing in the bar.
Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
passion is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse is killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real. But compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. Tryna make it real, but compared to what? Go church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks is right. What he must be is some kind of stupid nut. He tries to make it real.
So first off there, heard Squeeze at the Junction. Me and my girl Me and the Girl from Clapham Line is a constant earworm for me as well. And then we moved on to Roberta Flack's version of the protest song Compared to What. And actually, I put that on the list in the first place for featuring in 2015's The Man from U.N.C.L.E. But it's also in the dinner table scene in Black Bag. Right, we're going to go for another oldie that features in a Soderbergh film now. Back to Logan Lucky. And this one's a scream.
Here comes flashing
light, Lord Such, maybe known better to some of us as perennial political candidates, screaming Lord Such there. So what's on currently? New releases. Showroom Cinema today is marking 30th anniversary of Brastoff, with some events around that. There's a 2:30 screening this afternoon of the film with a performance by Unite, the Union Brass Band. And then they've got an evening gala event with Q&A as well. I've got to give a mention to Netflix's four-part one-shot drama Adolescence, which is now available. It features Stephen Graham, Christine Tremarco and Ashley Waters, among others, but centres around a terrifyingly stunning debut performance from 15-year-old Owen Cooper as Jamie. Now, the first episode finds teenager Jamie arrested in a dawn raid for a violent murder, and then the adults around him and who are investigating him, representing him, analysing or trying to love him all struggle to understand and navigate what could have motivated him. It's created by Jack Thorne and Stephen Graham and directed by Philip Barantini, who also used the same one-shot style in Boiling Point. I absolutely ate it all up in one go last night. It's really compelling, great television. New releases on Friday are the Oscar-winning Latvian animation Flow and Disney's ill-advised-looking Snow White, and the showroom is also hosting the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival from next weekend. Now, I went down a bit of a wormhole with 60s spy parody Eurospy films that sprung up as a response to the massive success of the Bond franchise in the early 60s. And we may need to revisit this with Martin in a later show because he was giving me a lot of ideas for the playlist this week. Now, this classic Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine has the lowest of production values. It is not particularly for 2025 sensitive feminist eyes, featuring as it does Vincent Price as the manufacturer of lots of assassin female robots who are obviously clad in gold bikinis. But it does feature this glorious Supreme song. Such fun. Hopefully next week Martin will be back with us, but if not, I'll just bring you some more music for an hour. It's been quite fun. I hope you've enjoyed our Soderbergh and Spies themed songs. I could have done a 5-hour playlist, to be honest with you. I was going to try and avoid a Bond song, but I think there has to be a Bond song to finish. Now, it might bring some memories for you of a fatal car crash or a fatal car journey and the reason that Bond can never marry. It features in George Lazenby's one outing on Her Majesty's Secret Service and the tragic death of Diana Rigg, spoilers. But for me, it's got really personal memories. It reminds me of one of my own car journeys to my 90s who lived on the North Wales coast. This song happened to be playing just as we arrived. It always makes me think of her. It's one of my favourite of the Bond tunes. It's Louis Armstrong's We Have All the Time in the World. Hope that we can see you next week. In the meantime, please, please, please enjoy your films.
All the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has dancing star. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love. Find us with the cares of the world far behind us. Yes, we have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.